Deuteronomy chapter 1. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arba opposite Suf, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had struck Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth at Edrei, beyond the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to declare this law, saying, Yahweh our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You have lived long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey, and go to the hill country of the Amorites, and to all the places near there, in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowlands, in the south, by the seashore, in the land of the Canaanites, and in Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their offspring after them. I spoke to you at the time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are today as the stars of the sky for multitude. May Yahweh, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you, as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your problems, your burdens, and your strife? Take wise men of understanding, who are respected among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. You answered me and said, The thing which you have spoken is good to do. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and respected men, and made them heads over you, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of fifties, captains of tens, and officers, according to your tribes. I commanded your judges at the time, saying, Hear cases between your brothers, and judge righteously between a man and his brother, and the foreigner who is living with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, you shall bring to me, and I will hear it. I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. We traveled from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness which he saw, by the way to the hill country of the Amorites, as Yahweh our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. I said to you, You have come to the hill countries of the Amorites, which Yahweh our God gives to us. Behold, Yahweh your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession, as Yahweh the God of your fathers has spoken to you. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. You came near to me, every one of you, and said, Let's send men before us, that they may search the land for us, and bring back to us word of the way by which we must go up, and the cities to which we shall come. The thing pleased me well. I took 12 of your men, one man for every tribe. They turned and went up to the hill country, and came to the valley of Eshcol, and spied it out. They took some of the fruit of the land in their hands, and they brought it down to us, and brought us word again, saying, It is a good land which Yahweh our God gives to us. Yet you wouldn't go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your God. You murmured in your tents, and said, Because Yahweh hated us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Where are we going up? Our brothers have made our hearts melt, saying, The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the sky. Moreover, we have seen the son of the Anakim there. Then I said to you, Don't be terrified. Don't be afraid of them. Yahweh your God who goes before you, he will fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where you have seen how that Yahweh your God carried you, as a man carries his son, in all the way that you went, until you came to this place. Yet in this thing you did not believe Yahweh your God, who went before you on the way, to seek out a place for you to pitch your tent in fire by night, to show you by what way you should go, and in cloud by day. Yahweh heard the voice of your words, and was angry, and swore, saying, Surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it. I will give the land that he has trodden unto him and to his children, because he has wholly followed Yahweh. Also Yahweh was angry with me for your sake, saying, You shall not go in there. Joshua the son of Nun, who stands before you, shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, whom you said would be captured or killed, your children, who today have no knowledge of good or evil, shall go in there. I will give it to them, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness, by the way of the Red Sea. Then he answered and said to me, We have sinned against Yahweh. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh our God commanded us, every man of you to put on his weapons of war, and presume to go up into the hill country. Yahweh said to me, Tell them, don't go up and don't fight, for I am not among you, lest you be struck before your enemies. So I spoke to you, and you didn't listen, but you rebelled against the commandments of Yahweh, and were presumptuous, and went up into the hill country. The Amorites who live in that hill country came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and beat you down in Seir, even to Hormath. You returned and wept before Yahweh, but Yahweh didn't listen to your voice, nor turn his ear to you. So you stayed in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you... Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of to the Red Sea, as Yahweh spoke to me, and we encircled Mount Seir many days. Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You have encircled the mountain long enough. Turn northward. Command the people, saying, You are to pass through the border of your brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore be careful. Don't contend with them, for I will not give you any of their land. No, not so much as for the sole of the foot to tread on, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. You shall purchase food from them for money, that you may eat. You shall also buy water from them for money, that you may drink. For Yahweh your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has known your walking through the great wilderness these 40 years. Yahweh your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So we passed by from our brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, from the way of the Arabah, from Elath, and from Elzon Geber. We turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Yahweh said to me, Don't bother Moab, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of his land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Emim lived there before, a great and numerous people, and tall as the Anakim. These also are considered to be Rephaim, as the Anakim, but the Moabites call them Emim. The Horites also lived in Seir in the past, but the children of Esau succeeded them. They destroyed them from before them and lived in their place, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave to them. Now rise up and cross over the brook Zered. We went over the brook Zered. These days in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we had come over the brook Zered were 38 years, until all the generations of the men of war were consumed from the middle of the camp, as Yahweh swore to them. Moreover, Yahweh's hand was against them, to destroy them from the middle of the camp, until they were consumed. So when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You are to pass over Ar, the border of Moab, today. When you come near the border of the children of Ammon, don't bother them, nor contend with them, for I will not give you any of the land of the children of Ammon for a possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for a possession. That also is considered a land of Rephaim. Rephaim lived there in the past, but the Amorites call them Zemzummim, a great people, many and tall, as the Anakim. But Yahweh destroyed them from before Israel, and they succeeded them, and they lived in their place, as he did for the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them, and they succeeded them, and lived in their place even to this day. Then the Avim, who lived in the villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came out of Kaphtor, destroyed them, and lived in their place. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the valley of the Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Shihon, the Amorite king, king of Heshbon, and his land, begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. Today I will begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you on the people who are under the whole sky, who shall hear the report of you, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedmoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through your land. I will go along by the highway. I will turn neither to the right hand nor to the left. You shall sell me food for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Just let me pass through on my feet, as the children of Esau who dwell in Seir, and the Moabites who dwell in Ar did to me, until I pass over the Jordan into the land which Yahweh our God gives us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, for Yahweh your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hand as it is today. Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have begun to deliver up Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess, that you may inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Jaz. Yahweh our God delivered him up before us, and we struck him, his sons, and all his people. We took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed every inhabited city, with the women and the little ones. We left no one remaining. Only the livestock we took for plunder for ourselves, with the plunder of the cities which we had taken. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the valley, even to Gilead, there was not a city too high for us. Yahweh, our God, delivered up all before us. Only to the land of the children of Ammon didn't come near. All the banks of the river Jabbok, and the cities of the hill country, and wherever Yahweh our God. Deuteronomy chapter 3. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Yahweh said to me, Don't fear him, for I have delivered him with all his people and his land into your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon. So Yahweh our God also delivered into our hands Og, the king of Bashan, and all his people. We struck him until no one was left to him remaining. We took all his cities at the time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the regions of Argob, the king of Og and Bashan. All these cities were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, in addition to the great many villages without walls. We utterly destroyed them as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying every inhabited city, with the women and the little ones. But all the livestock and the plunder of the cities we took for plunder for ourselves. We took the land at the time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians called Hermon Siron, and the Amorites called it Senir. We took all the cities from the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Salek and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Isn't it in Rabbah of the children of Ammon, 9 cubits was its length, and 4 cubits its width, after the cubit of a man? This land we took in possession at the time, from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, and half of the hill country of Gilead with its cities. I gave it to the Reubenites and to the Gadites, and the rest of Gilead and all of Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, even to Bashan, the same is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob to the border of the Gershonites and the Malachites, and called them, even Bashan, after his own name, Havoth-Jair, to this day. I gave Gilead to Machir, to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. I gave from Gilead even to the valley of the Arnon, the middle of the valley and its border, even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, the Arba also, and the Jordan and its river, from Shinnereth even to the sea of the Arba, the salt sea under the slopes of Pisgah eastward. I commanded you at the time, saying, Yahweh your God has given you this land to possess it. All of your men of valor shall pass over armed before your brothers, the children of Israel. But your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know you have much livestock, shall live in your cities which I have given you, until Yahweh gives rest to your brothers, as to you, and they also possess the land which Yahweh your God gives them beyond the Jordan. Then you shall each return to his own possession, which I have given you. I commanded Joshua at the time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to these two kings. So shall Yahweh do to all the kingdoms where you go over. You shall not fear them, for Yahweh your God himself fights for you. I begged Yahweh at the time, saying, Lord Yahweh, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do works like yours, and mighty acts like yours? Please let me go over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that fine mountain, and Lebanon. But Yahweh was angry with me because of you and didn't listen to me. Yahweh said to me, That is enough. Speak no more to me of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and see with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But command Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which ye shall see. So we stayed in the valley near Beth. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now Israel, listen to the statutes and to the ordinances which I teach you, to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, gives you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Baal Peor, for Yahweh your God has destroyed all the men who followed Baal Peor from among you. But you who are faithful to Yahweh your God are all alive today. Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, even as Yahweh my God commanded me, that you should do so in the middle of the land where you go in to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who shall hear all the statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to them as Yahweh our God is whenever we call upon him? What great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous as all the laws which I set before you today? Only be careful and keep your soul diligently, lest you beep beep beep. Only be careful and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, and lest they depart from your heart all the days for your life. But make them known to your children and your children's children. The day that you stood before Yahweh your God in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, Assemble the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. You came near and stood under the mountain. The mountain burned with fire to the heart of the sky, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. Yahweh spoke to you out of the middle of the fire. You heard the voice of words, but you saw no form. You only heard a voice. He declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. He wrote them on two stone tablets. Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you the statutes and ordinances, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Be very careful, for you saw no kind of form on that day that Yahweh spoke to you in Horeb out of the middle of the fire, lest you corrupt yourself and make yourself a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth, unless you lift up your eyes to the sky. And when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the army of the sky, you are drawn away and worship them and serve them, which Yahweh your God has allotted to all the people under the whole sky. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be with him a people of inheritance, as it is today. Furthermore, Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, and swore that I should not go over the Jordan, and that I should not go into that good land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Be careful, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he made with you, and make yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which Yahweh your God has forbidden you. For Yahweh your God is a devouring fire, a jealous God. When your father, children, and children's children, and you have been long in the land, and then corrupt yourselves and make a carved image in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in Yahweh your God's sight, to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that you will soon utterly perish from off the land which you go over the Jordan to possess it. You will not prolong your days on it, but will utterly be destroyed. Yahweh will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among all the nations where Yahweh will lead you away. There you will serve gods, the works of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you shall seek Yahweh your God, and you will find him when you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in oppression, and all these things have come on you, in the later days you shall return to Yahweh your God and listen to his voice. For Yahweh your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the days that God created man on the earth, and from the one end of the sky to the other, whether there has been anything as great as this thing is, or has been heard like it. Did a people ever hear the voice of God speak out of the middle of a fire, as you have heard and lived? Or as God tried to go and take a nation for himself from among other nations, by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes. It was shown to you so that you might know that Yahweh is God. There is no one else beside him. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. On earth he made you to see his great fire, and you heard his words out of the middle of the fire. Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their offspring after them, and brought you out with his presence, with his great power, out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance, as it is today. Know therefore today, and take it into your heart, that Yahweh himself is God, in heaven above, and on earth beneath. There is no one else. You shall keep his statutes, and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities beyond the Jordan, toward the sunrise, that the manslayer might flee there, who kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in past time, and that fleeing to one of these cities he might live. Bezer in the wilderness and the plain country for the Reubenites, and Ramoth and Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan for the Manassites. This is the law of Moses which set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, beyond Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel struck when they came out of Egypt. They took possession of his lands in the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, even to Mount Zion, also called Hermon, and all the Arba beyond the Jordan eastward, even to the sea of Arba, under the slopes of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Moses called to all Israel and said to them, Hear, Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears today, that you may learn them and observe to do them. Yahweh our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh didn't make us this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive today. Yahweh spoke with you face to face on the mountain out of the middle of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at the time to show you Yahweh's word, for you were afraid because of the fire. It didn't go up onto the mountain, saying, I am Yahweh your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make a carved image for yourself, any likeness of what is in heaven above, or what is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me, and showing loving kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of Yahweh your God, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as Yahweh your God commanded you. You shall labor 6 days and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to Yahweh your God, in which you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your livestock, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh, your God, brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh, your God, commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh, your God, commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh, your God, gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, neither shall you desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Yahweh spoke these words to all your assembly on the mountain, out of the middle of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. He added no more. He wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. When you heard the voice out of the middle of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, you came near to me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, Behold, Yahweh our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the middle of the fire. We have seen today that God does speak with man, and he lives. Now therefore, why should we die? For the great fire will consume us. If we hear Yahweh our God's voice any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the middle of the fire, as we have, and lived? Go near and hear all that Yahweh our God shall say, and tell us all that Yahweh our God tells you, and we will hear it, and do it. Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and Yahweh said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of the people which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that I might be well with them and with their children forever. Go tell them, return to your tents, but as for you, stand here by me, and I will tell you all the commandments and all the statutes and the ordinances which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess. You shall observe to do, therefore, as Yahweh your God has commanded you. You shall not turn away to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way which Yahweh your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which Yahweh your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land that you go over to possess, that you might fear Yahweh your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you, your son, and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that all your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. It shall be, when Yahweh your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities which you didn't build, and houses full of all good things which you didn't fill, and cisterns dug out which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant, and you shall eat and be full. Then beware lest you forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall fear Yahweh your God, and you shall serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people who are around you, for Yahweh your God among you is a jealous God, lest the anger of Yahweh your God be kindled against you, and he destroys you from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt Yahweh your God as you tempted him in Manasseh. You shall diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded you. You shall do that which is right and good in Yahweh's sight, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to thrust out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. When your sons ask you in time to come, saying, "What do the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinances which Yahweh our God has commanded you mean?" Then you shall tell your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and Yahweh showed great and awesome signs and wonders on Egypt, on Pharaoh, and on all his house before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are today. It shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our God, as he commanded." Deuteronomy chapter 7. When Yahweh your God brings you into the land where you go to possess it, and cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when Yahweh your God delivers them up before you, and you strike them, then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. You shall not make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughters to his sons, nor shall you take his daughters for your sons. For that would turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve other gods. So Yahweh's anger would be kindled against you, and he would destroy you quickly. But you shall deal with them like this. You shall break down their altars, dash their pillars in pieces, cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their engraved images with fire. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. Yahweh your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples who are on the face of the earth. Yahweh didn't set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But because Yahweh loves you, and because he desires to keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, Yahweh has brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahweh your God himself is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments, and repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which I command you today to do them. It shall happen, because you listen to these ordinances and keep and do them, that Yahweh your God will keep with you the covenant and the loving kindness which he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your livestock and the young of your flock, in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. You will be blessed above all people. There won't be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and he will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, on you, but will lay them on all those who hate you. You shall consume all the peoples whom Yahweh your God shall deliver to you. Your eyes shall not pity them. You shall not serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. If you shall say in your heart, "These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" You shall not be afraid of them. You shall remember well what Yahweh your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, the signs, the wonders, the mighty hand, and the outstretched arm by which Yahweh your God brought you out, so shall Yahweh your God do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Moreover, Yahweh your God will send the hornet among them, until those who are left and hide themselves perish from before you. You shall not be scared of them, for Yahweh your God is among you, a great and awesome God. Yahweh your God will cast out those nations before you little by little. You may not consume them at once, lest the animals of the field increase on you, but Yahweh your God will deliver them up before you and will confuse them with a great confusion until they are destroyed. He will deliver their kings into your hand, and you shall make their name perish from under the sky. No one will be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the engraved images of their God with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared in it. For it is an abomination to Yahweh your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house and become a devoted thing like it. You shall utterly detest it. You shall utterly abhor it, for it is... Deuteronomy chapter 8. You shall observe to do all the commandments which I command you today, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. You shall remember all the ways which Yahweh your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you, allowed you to be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might teach you that man does not live by bread only, but man lived by every word that proceeds out of Yahweh's mouth. Your clothing didn't grow old on you, neither did your foot swell for these 40 years. You shall consider in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so Yahweh your God disciplines you. You shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For Yahweh your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of springs and underground water flowing into valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you shall eat bread without scarcity. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you may dig copper. You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless Yahweh your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware lest you forget Yahweh your God in not keeping his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built fine houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart might be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness with venomous snakes and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who poured water for you out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he may humble you, and that he might prove you to do you good at your later end. Unless you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand has gotten me into this wealth. But you shall remember Yahweh your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is today. It shall be, if you shall forget Yahweh your God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall surely perish. As the nations that Yahweh makes to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you wouldn't listen to Yahweh your God's voice. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear Israel, you are to pass over the Jordan today to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves, cities great and fortified up to the sky, a people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore today that Yahweh, your God, is he who goes over before you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and make them perish quickly, as Yahweh has spoken to you. Don't say in your heart, after Yahweh your God has thrust them out from before you, for my righteousness Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land, because Yahweh drives them out before you because of the wickedness of these nations. Not for your righteousness, or for the uprightness of your heart, do you go in to possess the land, but for the wickedness of these nations, Yahweh your God does drive them out from before you, and that he may establish the word which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Know therefore that Yahweh your God doesn't give you this good land to possess for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, and don't forget, how you provoked Yahweh your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against Yahweh. Also, in Horeb, you provoked Yahweh to wrath, and Yahweh was angry with you to destroy you. When I had gone up onto the mountain to receive the stone tablets, even the tablets of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. Yahweh delivered to me the 2 stone tablets written with God's finger. On them were all the words which Yahweh spoke with you on the mountain, out of the middle of the fire, in the day of assembly. It came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me the 2 stone tablets, even the tablets of the covenant. Yahweh said to me, Arise, get down quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned away from the way which I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen these people, and behold, they are a stiff-necked people. Leave me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under the sky, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned, and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire. The 2 tablets of the covenant were in my 2 hands. I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your God. You had made yourself a molded calf. You had quickly turned away from the way which Yahweh had commanded you. I took hold of the 2 tablets and threw them out of my hands and broke them before your eyes. I fell down before Yahweh, as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water, because of all your sin which you have sinned, in doing that which was evil in Yahweh's sight, to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me that time also. Yahweh was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. I prayed for Aaron, and also, at the same time, I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire, and crushed it, grinding it very small, until it was as fine as dust. I threw its dust into the brook that descended out of the mountain, at Taberath, at Manasseth, and at Kibroth Hattava. You provoked Yahweh to wrath, when Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you. You rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your God, and you didn't believe him or listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. So I fell down before Yahweh the 40 days and 40 nights that I fell down, because Yahweh had said he would destroy you. I prayed to Yahweh and said, Lord Yahweh, don't destroy your people and your inheritance that you have redeemed through your greatness, that you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't look at the stubbornness of this people, nor at their wickedness, nor at their sin, lest the land you brought us out from, say, because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he had promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time Yahweh said to me, Cut 2 stone tablets like the first, and come up to me onto the mountain, and make an ark of wood. I will write the tablets, the words that were on the 1st tablets, which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, and cut 2 stone tablets like the first, and went up into the mountain, having the 2 tablets in my hand. He wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the 10 commandments, which Yahweh spoke to you on the mountain, out of the middle of the fire, in the day of the assembly. And Yahweh gave them to me. I turned and came down from the mountain, and put the tablets in the ark which I had made. And there they are, as Yahweh commanded me. The children of Israel traveled from Beroth ben Jachan to Morasha. There Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his place. From there they traveled to Gedogah, and from Gedogah to Jotbatha, a land of brooks of water. At that time, Yahweh set apart the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of Yahweh's covenant, to stand before Yahweh to minister him, and to bless in his name, to this day. Therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brothers. Yahweh is his inheritance, accordingly as Yahweh your God spoke to him. I stayed on the mountain as at the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and Yahweh listened to me that time also. Yahweh would not destroy you. Yahweh said to me, Arise, take your journey before the people, and they shall go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now Israel, what does Yahweh your God require of you, but to fear Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep Yahweh's commandments and statutes, which I command you today for your good. Behold, to Yahweh your God belongs heaven, the heaven of heavens, and the earth, with all that is therein. Only Yahweh has delight in your fathers, to love them, and he chose their offspring after them, even you above all people, as it is today. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh, your God, he is a God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty and the awesome, who doesn't respect persons or take bribes. He executes justice for the fatherless and widow, and loves the foreigner in giving them food and clothing. Therefore, love the foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear Yahweh your God. You shall serve him. You shall cling to him, and you shall swear by his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your father went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yahweh your God has made you as the stars of the sky for multitude. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Therefore you shall love Yahweh your God, and keep his instructions, his statutes, his ordinances, and his commandments always. Know this day, for I don't speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, his signs, and his works, which he did in the middle of Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued you, and how Yahweh has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households, their tents, and every living thing that followed them, in the middle of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all of Yahweh's great work, which he did. Therefore you shall keep the entire commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land that you go over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh swore to your father to give to them and to their offspring, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land where you go in to possess isn't like the land of Egypt that you came out of, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land that you go over to possess is the land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of the sky, a land which Yahweh your God cares for. Yahweh your God's eyes are always on it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to my commandments, which I command you today, to love Yahweh your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the later rain, that you may gather in your grains, your new wine, and your oil. I will give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be full. Be careful lest your heart be deceived, and you turn away to serve other gods and worship them. And Yahweh's anger be kindled against you, and he shut up the sky so that there is no rain, and that the land doesn't yield its fruit, and you perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh gives you. Therefore you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and your children's days may be multiplied in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give them. as the days of heaven above the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you, to do them, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cling to him, then Yahweh will drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea, shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you. Yahweh, your God, will lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you tread on, as he spoke to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, but turn away out of the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have not known. It shall happen, when Yahweh your God brings you into the land that you go to possess, that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Aren't they beyond the Jordan, beyond the way of going down of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in Arbah near Gilgal, beside the oak of Morah? For you are to pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and you shall possess it and dwell in it. You shall observe to do all the statutes and the ordinances which I set before you. Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and the ordinances which you shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, hath given you to possess all the days that you live on the earth. You shall surely destroy all the places in which the nations that you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. You shall break down their altars, dash their pillars in pieces, and burn their asherah poles with fire. You shall cut down the engraved images of their gods. You shall destroy their name out of that place. You shall not do so to Yahweh your God, but to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. You shall seek his habitation, and you shall come there. You shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the wave offering of your hand, your vows, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flocks there. There you shall eat before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your households, in which Yahweh your God has blessed you. You shall not do all the things that we do here today, every man whatever is right in his own eyes, for you haven't yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which Yahweh your God gives you. But when you go over the Jordan and dwell in the land which Yahweh your God causes you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around you, so that you dwell in safety, then it shall happen that to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the wave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Yahweh. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you and your sons, your daughters, your male servants, your female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Be careful that you don't offer your burnt offering in every place that you see, but in the place which Yahweh chooses in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Yet you may kill and eat meat within all your gates, after all the desires of your soul, according to Yahweh your God's blessing, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it out on the earth like water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or of your new wine, or of your oil, or the firstborn of your herd or of your flock, nor any of your vow which you vow, nor your freewill offering, nor the wave offering of your hand. But you shall eat them before Yahweh your God in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. Your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gates, you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God in all that you put your hand to. Be careful that you don't forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land. When Yahweh your God enlarges your border, as he promised you, and you say, I want to eat meat, because your soul desires to eat meat, you may eat meat after all the desire of your soul. If the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to put his name is too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock, which Yahweh has given you, as I commanded you, and you may eat within your gates, after all the desire of your soul. Even as the gazelle and the deer is eaten, so you shall eat of it. The unclean and the clean may eat of it alike. Only be sure that you don't eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You shall not eat the life with the meat. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it out on the water, on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and with your children after you. When you do that which is right in Yahweh's eyes, only your holy things which you have and your vows, you shall take and go to the place which Yahweh shall choose. You shall offer your burnt offering, the meat and the blood, on Yahweh your God's altar. The blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on Yahweh your God's altar, and you shall eat the meat. Observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever. When you do that which is good and right in Yahweh your God's eyes. When Yahweh your God cuts off the nations from before him, before you, where you go in to dispossess them, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land, be careful that you are not instead to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you not inquire after their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods? I will do likewise. You shall not do so to Yahweh your God, for every abomination to Yahweh which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever thing I command you that you shall observe to do, you shall not add to it nor take away. Deuteronomy chapter 13. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arise among you, and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let's go after other gods, which you have not known, and let's serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet, or to the dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your God is testing you, to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your God, fear him, keep his commandments, and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cling to him. That prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken rebellion against Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to draw you aside out of the way which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So you shall remove the evil from among you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or the son of your son or your daughter, or wife of your bosom, or your friend, who is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let's go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people who are around you, near you, or far off from you, from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him, nor listen to him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You shall stone him to death with stones, because he has sought to draw you away from Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. All Israel shall hear and fear, and shall not do any more wickedness like this among you. If you hear about one of your cities, which Yahweh your God gives you to dwell in, that certain wicked fellows have gone out from among you, and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, let's go and serve other gods, which you have not known, then you shall inquire, investigate, and ask diligently. Behold, if it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination was done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, with all that is therein, and its livestock, with the edge of the sword. You shall gather all its plunder into the middle of the street, and shall burn with fire the city, with all its plunder, to Yahweh your God. It shall be a heap forever, it shall not be built again. Nothing of the devoted thing shall cling to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show you mercy, and have compassion on you, and multiply you, as he has sworn to your fathers. When you listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do that which is right in Yahweh your God's eye. Deuteronomy chapter 14. You are the children of Yahweh your God. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your God, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, above all people who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the animals which you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roebuck, and the wild goat, the ibex, the antelope, and the chamois. Every animal that parts the hoof and has the hoof split in two and chews the cud, among the animals you may eat. Nevertheless, these are you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of those who have the hoof split, the camel, the hare, and the rabbit, because they chew the cud, but don't part the hoof. They are unclean to you. The pig, because it has a split hoof, but doesn't chew the cud, is unclean to you. You shall not eat their meat. You shall not touch their carcasses. These you may eat of all that are in the water. You may eat whatever has fins and scales. You shall not eat whatever doesn't have fins and scales. It is unclean to you. Of all the clean birds you may eat, but these are they of which you shall not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the osprey, the red kite, the falcon, the kite of any kind, every raven of any kind, the ostrich, the owl, the seagull, the hawk of any kind, the little owl, the great owl, the horned owl, the pelican, the vulture, the cormorant, the stork, the heron, after its kind, the whoopee, and the bat. All winged creeping things are unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. Of all the clean birds you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the foreigner living among you who is within your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner, for you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall surely tithe all the increase of your seed, that which comes out of the field year by year. You shall eat before Yahweh your God in the place which he chooses to cause his name to dwell. The tithe of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your God always. If the way is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, because the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to set his name there is too far from you, when Yahweh your God blesses you, then you shall turn it into money, bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. You shall trade the money for whatever your soul desires, for cattle, for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever your soul asks of you. You shall eat there before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice, and you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no portion nor inheritance with you. At the end of every 3 years you shall bring all the tithe of your increase in the same year, and shall store it within your gates. The Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance within you, as well as the foreigner living among you, the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates, shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years you shall cancel debts. This is the way it shall be done. Every creditor shall release that which he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not require payment from his neighbor and his brother, because Yahweh's release has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner you may require it, but whatever of yours is with your brother, your hand shall release it. However, there will be no poor with you, for Yahweh will surely bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for your inheritance to possess. If only you diligently listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe to do all the commandments which I command you today, for Yahweh your God will bless you, as he promised you. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If a poor man, one of your brothers, is with you within any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall surely open your hand to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his needs what he lacks. Beware that there not be wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you, and it be sin to you. You shall surely give, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because it is for this thing Yahweh your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you put your hand to. For the poor will never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you to surely open your hand to your brother, to your needy, and to your poor in your land. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you, When you let him go free from you, you shall not let him go empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress. As Yahweh your God has blessed you, you shall give to him. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today. It shall be, if he tells you, I will not go out from you, because he loves you in your house, because he is well with you. Then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also, your female servant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you let him go free from you, for he has been double the value of a hired hand, as he served you 6 years. Yahweh, your God, will bless you in all that you do. You shall dedicate all the firstborn males that are born of your herd and of your flocks to Yahweh, your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herds, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You shall eat before Yahweh your God year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household. If it has any defect, is lame or blind, or has any defect whatever, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean shall eat it alike, as the gazelle and as the deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it out on the ground like water. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover to Yahweh your God. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You shall sacrifice the Passover to Yahweh your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which Yahweh shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. You shall eat unleavened bread with it 7 days, even the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt and all the days of your life. No yeast shall be seen with you in all your borders 7 days, neither shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, but at the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell in. There you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came out of Egypt. You shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh your God chooses. In the morning you shall return to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh your God. You shall do no work. You shall count for yourselves 7 weeks. From the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain, you shall begin to count 7 weeks. You shall keep the feast of weeks to Yahweh your God, with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give according to how Yahweh your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite who is within your gate, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow who are among you, in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt. You shall observe and do all these statutes. You shall keep the Feast of Booths 7 days. After you have gathered in from your threshing floor and from your winepress, you shall rejoice in your feast, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite, the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates. You shall keep a feast to Yahweh your God 7 days in the place which Yahweh chooses, because Yahweh your God will bless you in all your increase and in all the work of your hand, and you shall be altogether joyful. 3 times in a year all your males shall appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he chooses, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Booths. They shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall bring as he is able, according to Yahweh your God's blessing, which he has given you. You shall make judges and officers in all your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. You shall follow that which is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You shall not plant for yourselves an asherah of any kind of tree beside Yahweh your God's altar, which you shall make for yourselves. Neither shall you set yourself up a sacred stone, which Yahweh your God hates. Deuteronomy Chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to Yahweh your God an ox or a sheep in which is a defect or anything evil, for that is an abomination to Yahweh your God. If there is found among you, within any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, a man or a woman who does that which is evil in Yahweh your God's sight, in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, or the sun, or the moon, or any of the stars of the sky, which I have not commanded, and you are told, and you have heard of it, then you shall inquire diligently. Behold, if it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is done in Israel, then you shall bring out that man or that woman who has done the evil thing to your gates, even that same man or woman, and you shall stone them to death with stones. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, he who is to die shall be put to death. At the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall remove the evil from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall rise and go up to the place which Yahweh your God chooses. You shall come to the priests who are Levites, and to the judge who shall be in those days. You shall inquire, and they shall give you the verdict. You shall do according to the decision of the verdicts which they shall give you from the place which Yahweh chooses. You shall observe to do according to all that they shall teach you. Accordingly to the decisions of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn away from the sentence which they announce to you, to the right hand nor to the left. The man who does presumptuously in not listening to the priest who stands to minister there before Yahweh your God, or to the judge, even that man shall die. You shall put away the evil from Israel. All the people shall hear and fear, and do no more presumptuously. When you have come to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are around me, you shall surely set him whom Yahweh your God chooses as king over yourself. You shall set as king over you one from among your brothers. You may not put a foreigner over you who is not your brother, only he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he may multiply horses. Because Yahweh has said to you, you shall not go back that way again. He shall not multiply wise to himself, that his heart not turn away. He shall not greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. It shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write himself a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before Levitical priest. It shall be with him, and he shall read from it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, to keep all the words of the law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart not be lifted up above his brothers, that he not turn away from the commandments to do to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, in the middle of Deuteronomy chapter 18. The priests and the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion or inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire and his portions. They shall have no inheritance among their brothers. Yahweh is their inheritance, as he has spoken to them. This shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, that they shall give it to the priest, the shoulder, the two cheeks, and the inner parts. You shall give him the first fruits of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep. For Yahweh your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in Yahweh's name, him and his sons forever. If a Levite comes from any of your gates out of all of Israel where he lives, and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh his God, as all his brothers the Levites do, who stand there before Yahweh. They shall have like portions to eat, in addition to that which comes from the sale of his family possession. When you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found with you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who tells fortune, or an enchanter, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or someone who consults with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh. Because of these abominations, Yahweh, your God, drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless with Yahweh, your God. For these nations that you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice sorcery and to diviners. But as for you, Yahweh your God has not allowed you to do so. Yahweh your God will raise up to you a prophet from among you, of your brothers, like me. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you desire of Yahweh your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again Yahweh my God's voice, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I not die. Yahweh said to me, They have said well that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers, like you. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. It shall happen that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. You may say in your heart, How shall we know the words which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in Yahweh's name, if the thing doesn't follow, nor happen, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy chapter 19. When Yahweh your God cuts off the nations whose land Yahweh your God gives you, and you succeed them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall set apart three cities for yourselves in the middle of your land, which Yahweh your God gives you to possess. You shall prepare the way and divide the borders of your land, which Yahweh your God causes you to inherit, into three parts, that every manslayer may flee there. This is the case of the manslayer who shall flee there and live. Whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in a past time, as when a man goes into the forest with his neighbor to chop wood, and his hand swings the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle and hits his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities and live. Otherwise, the avenger of blood might pursue the manslayer, while hot anger is in his heart, and overtake him, because the way is long, and strike him mortally, even though he was not worthy of death, because he didn't hate him in time past. Therefore, I command you to set apart three cities for yourself. If Yahweh your God enlarges your border, as he has sworn to your fathers, and gives you all the land which he promised to give your fathers, and if you keep all this commandment to do it, which I command you today, to love Yahweh your God, and to walk ever in his ways, then you shall add three more cities for yourselves, in addition to these three. This is so that innocent blood will not be shed in the middle of your land, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, leaving blood guilt on you. But if any man hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises up against him, strikes him mortally so that he dies, and he flees into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and bring him there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him, but you shall purge the innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set, in your inheritance which you shall inherit in the land that Yahweh your God gives you to possess. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, or for any sin that he sins. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall a matter be established. If an unrighteous witness rises up against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before Yahweh, before the priest and the judges, who shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness is a false witness, and has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to do to his brother. So you shall remove the evil from among you. Those who remain shall hear and fear, and will never again commit any such evil among you. Your eye shall not pity. Life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and see horses, chariots, and a people more numerous than you shall not be afraid of them, For Yahweh, your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, is with you. It shall be, when you draw near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and shall tell them, Hear, Israel, you draw near today to battle against your enemies. Don't let your heart faint. Don't be afraid, nor tremble, neither be scared of them. For Yahweh, your God, is he who goes with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. The officer shall speak to the people, saying, What man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. What man is there who has planted a vineyard and has not used its fruit? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man use his fruits. What man is there who has pledged to be married to a wife and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle, and another man takes her. The officer shall speak further to the people. And they shall say, What man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brother's heart melt at his heart. It shall be, when the officers have finished speaking to the people, that they shall appoint captains of armies at the head of the people. When you draw near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. It shall be, if it gives you answers of peace and opens you, then it shall be that all the people who are found therein shall become forced laborers for you, and shall serve you. If it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. When Yahweh your God delivers it into your hand, you shall strike every male of it with the edge of the sword, but the woman, the little ones, and the livestock, and all the city, all that is in the city, even all its plunder, you shall take for plunder for yourself. You may use the plunder of your enemies, which Yahweh your God has given you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of the people that Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. You shall save alive nothing that breathes, but you shall utterly destroy them. The Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as Yahweh your God has commanded you, that they not teach you to follow all their abominations, which they have done for their gods. So would you sin against Yahweh your God? When you shall besiege a city a long time, in making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them, for you may eat of them. You shall not cut them down, for is the tree of the field man, that it should be besieged by you. Only the trees that you know are not trees for food, you shall destroy and cut them down. You shall build bulwarks against the city that make war against you. Deuteronomy chapter 21. If someone is found slain in the land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess, lying in a field, and it isn't known who has struck him, then your elders and your judges shall come out, and they shall measure to the cities which are all around him who is slain. It shall be that the elders of the city which is nearest to the slain man shall take a heifer of the herd, which hasn't been worked with, and which has not drawn in the yoke. The elders of that city shall bring the heifer down to a valley with running water, which is neither plowed nor sown, and shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. The priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them Yahweh your God has chosen to minister to him, and to bless in Yahweh's name. And according to their word shall every controversy and every assault be decided. All the elders of that city which is nearest to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. They shall answer and say, Our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Forgive Yahweh your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and don't allow innocent blood to among your people Israel. The blood shall be forgiven them, so you shall put away the innocent blood from among you, when you shall do that which is right in Yahweh's eyes. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and Yahweh your God delivers them into your hands, and you carry them away captive, and see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you are attracted to her, and desire to take her as your wife, then you shall bring her home to your house. She shall shave her head and trim her nails. She shall take off the clothing of her captivity, and shall remain in your house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month. After that you shall go into her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. It shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she desires, but you shall not sell her at all for money. You shall not deal with her as a slave, because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, and the one beloved and the other hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated. And if the firstborn son is hers who was hated, then it shall be in the day that he causes his son to inherit that which he has, that he may not give the son of the beloved the rights of the firstborn before the son of the hated, who is the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the hated, by giving him a double portion of all that he has. For he is the beginning of his strength, the right of the firstborn is his. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they chasten him, will not listen to him, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him, and bring him out to the elders of the city, and to the gate of his place. They shall tell the elders of the city, "This is our son, is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." All the men of his city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall remove the evil from among you. All Israel shall hear and fear. If a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on that tree, but you shall surely bury him the same day. For he who is hanged is accursed of God. Don't defile your land, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. Deuteronomy chapter 22. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide yourself from them. You shall surely bring them again to your brother. If your brother isn't near to you, or if you don't know him, then you shall bring it home to your house, and it shall be with you until your brother comes looking for it, and you shall restore it to him. So you shall do with his donkey, so you shall do with his garment. So you shall do with every lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found. You may not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his oxen fall down by the way, and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him to lift them up again. A woman shall not wear men's clothing, neither shall a man put on woman's clothing, for whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh your God. If you come across a bird's nest on the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, and the hen sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the hen with the young. You shall surely let the hen go, but the young you may take for yourself, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you shall make a railing around your roof, so that you don't bring blood on your house if anyone falls from there. You shall not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seed, lest all the fruit be defiled, the seed which you have sown, and the increase of the vineyard. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear clothes of wool and linen woven together. You shall make yourself fringes on the four corners of your cloak with which you cover yourself. If any man takes a wife and goes into her, hates her, accuses her of shameful things, gives her a bad name, and says, "I took this woman, and when I came near to her, I didn't find in her the tokens of virginity," then the young lady's father and mother shall take and bring the tokens of the young lady's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. The young lady's father shall tell the elders, "I gave my daughter to this man as his wife, and he hates her. Behold, he has accused her of shameful things, saying, 'I didn't find in your daughter the tokens of virginity, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity.' They shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. The elders of the city shall take the man and chastise him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the father of the young lady, because he has given a bad name to a virgin of Israel. She shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. But if the thing is true that the tokens of the virginity were not found in the young lady, then they shall bring out the young lady to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her to death with stones, because she has done folly in Israel, to play the prostitute in her father's house. So you shall remove the evil from among you. If a man is found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they both shall die, the man who lay with the woman and the woman. So you shall remove the evil from Israel. If there is a young lady who is a virgin pledged to be married to a husband, and a man finds her in the city, and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of the city, and you shall stone them to death with stones. The lady, because she didn't cry, being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his neighbor's wife. So you shall remove the evil from among you. But if the man finds the lady who is pledged to be married in the field, and the man forces her and lies with her, then only the man who lay with her shall die. But to the lady you shall do nothing. There is in the lady no sin worthy of death, for as when a man rises against his neighbor and kills him, even so in this matter. For he found her in the field, the pledged to be married lady cried, and there was no one to save her. If a man finds a lady who is a virgin, who is not pledged to be married, grabs her and lies with her, and they are found, then the man who lay with her shall give to the lady father 50 shekels of silver. She shall be his wife because he has humbled her. He may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife, and shall not uncover his father's skirt. Deuteronomy chapter 23. He who is emasculated by crushing or cutting shall not enter into Yahweh's assembly. A person born of a forbidden union shall not enter into Yahweh's assembly, even to the 10th generation. Shall no one of his enter into Yahweh's assembly. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into Yahweh's assembly, even to the 10th generation. Shall no one belonging to them enter into Yahweh's assembly forever. Because they didn't meet you with bread and with water on the way when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, Yahweh your God wouldn't listen to Balaam, but Yahweh your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because Yahweh your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you lived as a foreigner in his land. The children of the third generation who are born to them may enter into Yahweh's assembly. When you go out and camp against your enemies, then you shall keep yourselves from every evil thing. If there is among you any man who is not clean by reason of that which happens to him by night, then he shall go outside of the camp. He shall not come within the camp, but it shall be when evening comes. He shall bathe himself in water. When the sun is down, he shall come within the camp. You shall have a place also outside of the camp where you go to relieve yourself. You shall have a trowel among your weapons. It shall be when you relieve yourself, you shall dig with it and shall turn back and cover your excrement. For Yahweh your God walks in the middle of your camp to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore your camp shall be holy, that he may not see an unclean thing in you and turn away from you. You shall not deliver to his master a servant who has escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you among you in the place which he shall choose within one of your gates, where it pleases him best. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no prostitutes of the daughters of Israel, neither shall there be a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a prostitute or the wages of a male prostitute into the house of Yahweh your God for any vow, for both of these are an abomination to Yahweh your God. You shall not lend on interest to your brother, interest of money, interest of food, interest of anything that is lent or on interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but you shall not charge your brother interest, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all that you put your hand to, in the land where you go in to possess it. When you vow a vow to Yahweh your God, you shall not be slack to pay it, for Yahweh your God will surely require it of you, and it would be a sin in you. But if you refrain from making a vow, it shall be no sin to you. You shall observe and do that which has gone out of your lips. Whatever you have vowed to Yahweh your God as a freewill offering, which you have promised with your mouth, you must do. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat your fill of grapes at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your container. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, then you may pluck the ears with your hands, but you shall not use a sickle in your neighbor's standing grain. Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man takes a wife and marries her, then it shall be, if he finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some unseemly thing in her, that he shall write her a certificate of divorce, put it in her hand, and send her out of his house. When she has departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. If the later husband hates her and writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hands, and sends her out of his house, or if the later husband dies, who took her to be his wife, her former husband, who sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife after she is defiled, for that would be an abomination to Yahweh. You shall not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh, your God, gives you for an inheritance. When a man takes a new wife, he shall not go out in the army, neither shall he be assigned any business. He shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer his wife whom he has taken. No man shall take the mill or the upper millstone as a pledge, for he takes a life in pledge. If a man is found stealing any of his brothers of the children of Israel, and he deals with him as a slave or sells him, then that thief shall die, so you shall remove the evil from among you. Be careful in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently and do accordingly to all the Levitical priests teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh your God did to Miriam by the way as you came out of Egypt. When you lend your neighbor any kind of loan, you shall not go into his house to get his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you lend shall bring the pledge outside to you. If he is a poor man, you shall not sleep with his pledge. You shall surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his garment and bless you. It shall be righteousness to you before Yahweh your God. You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is one of your neighbors or one of the foreigners who are in your land within your gates. In his day you shall give him his wages, neither shall the sun go down on it, for he is poor and sets his heart on it, lest he cry out against you to Yahweh, and it be sin to you. The father shall not put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not deprive a foreigner or the fatherless of justice, nor take a widow's clothing in pledge. But you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you there. Therefore I command you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your fields, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to get it. It shall be for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the foreigner, or for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you harvest your vineyard, you shall not glean it after yourself. It shall be for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I command you to do this thing. Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, and the judges judge them, then they shall justify the righteousness and condemn the wicked. It shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down, and to be beaten before his face, according to his wickedness, by number. He may sentence him to no more than 40 stripes. He shall not give more, lest he should give more and beat him more than that many stripes, then your brother will be degraded in your sight. You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the grain. If brothers dwell together, and one of them dies and has no son, the wife of the dead shall not be married outside to a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go into her, and take her as his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. It shall be that the firstborn whom she bears shall succeed in the name of his brother who is dead, that his name not be blotted out of Israel. If the man doesn't want to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife shall go to the gates to the elders and say, "My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of a husband's brother to me." Then the elders of the city shall call him and shall speak to him. If he stands and says, "I don't want to take her," then his brother's wife shall come to him in the presence of the elders and loose his sandal from off his foot and spit in his face. She shall answer and say, "So shall it be done to the man who does not build up his brother's house. His name shall be called in Israel, the house of him who had his sandal removed." When the men strive against each other, and the wife of one draws near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him who strikes him, and puts out her hand and grabs him by his private parts, then you shall cut off her hand. Your eye shall have no pity. You shall not have in your bag divers weights, one heavy and one light. You shall not have in your house divers measures, one large and one small. You shall have a perfect and just weight. You shall have a perfect and just measure, that your days may be long in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. For all who do such things, all who do unrighteously, are an abomination to Yahweh your God. Remember what Amalek did to you by the way as you came out of Egypt, how he met you by the way and struck the rearmost of you, all who were feeble behind you, when you were faint and weary, and he didn't fear God. Therefore it shall be, when Yahweh your God has given you rest from all your enemies all around, in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it, that you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under the sky. You shall not. Deuteronomy chapter 26. It shall be, when you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, possess it, and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you shall bring in from your land that Yahweh your God gives you. You shall put it in a basket, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall come to the priest, who shall be in those days, and tell him, I profess today to Yahweh your God that I have come to the land which Yahweh swore to our fathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before Yahweh your God's altar. Ye shall answer and say before Yahweh your God, My father was a Syrian ready to perish. He went down into Egypt and lived there, few in number. There he became a great, mighty, and populous nation. The Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and imposed hard labor on us. Then we cried to Yahweh, the God of our fathers. Yahweh heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great terror, with signs, and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now behold, I have brought the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, Yahweh, have given me. You shall set it down before Yahweh your God and worship before Yahweh your God. You shall rejoice in all the good which Yahweh your God has given to you and your house, you, the Levite, and the foreigner who is among you. When you have finished tithing all the tithe of your increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the fatherless, and to the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled. You shall say before Yahweh your God, I have put away the holy things out of my house, and also have given them to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your commandment, which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed any of your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of it in my mourning, neither have I removed any of it while I was unclean, nor given of it for the dead. I have listened to Yahweh my God's voice. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the ground which you have given us, as you swore to our father, a land flowing with milk and honey. Today, Yahweh your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared today that Yahweh is your God, and that you would walk in his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. Yahweh has declared today that you are a people for his own possession, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments. He will make you high above all nations that he has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to Yahweh your God. Deuteronomy chapter 27. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, Keep all the commandments which I command you today. It shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, that you shall set yourself up great stones and coat them with plaster. You shall write on them all the words of this law, when you have passed over, that you may go into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has promised you. It shall be, when you have crossed over the Jordan, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, on Mount Ebal, and you shall coat them with plaster. There you shall build an altar to Yahweh your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use any iron tool on them. You shall build Yahweh your God's altar of uncut stones. You shall offer burnt offerings on it to Yahweh your God. You shall sacrifice peace offerings and shall eat there. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God. You shall write on the stones all the words of this law very plainly. Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, Be silent and listen, Israel. Today you have become the people of Yahweh your God. You shall therefore obey Yahweh your God's voice, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. Moses commanded the people the same day, saying, These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, when you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal for the curse, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. With a loud voice the Levites shall say to all the men of Israel, Curse is the man who makes an engraved or molten image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. All the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or his mother. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who removes his neighbor's landmark. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who leads the blind astray on the road. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who withholds justice from the foreigner, fatherless, and widow. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, because he dishonors his father's bed. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any kind of animal. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who secretly kills his neighbor. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to kill an innocent person. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who doesn't uphold the words of this law by doing them. All the people shall say, Deuteronomy chapter 28. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe to do all his commandments which I command you today, that Yahweh your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to Yahweh your God's voice. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come out against you in one way, and you will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessings on you in your barns and in all that you put your hands to. He will bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your God and walk in his ways. All the people of the earth shall see that you are called by Yahweh's name, and they will be afraid of you. Yahweh will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasure in the sky, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you today to observe and to do, and shall not turn away from any of the words which I command you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city, and you will be cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in, and you will be cursed when you go out. Yahweh will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you put your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the evil of your doings by which you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from off the land where you go in to possess it. Yahweh will strike you with consummation, with fever, with inflammation, with fiery heat, with the sword, with blight, and with mildew. They will pursue you until you perish. Your sky is over your head that will be bronze, and the earth that is under you will be iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. It will come down on you from the sky until you are destroyed. Yahweh will cause you to be struck before your enemies. You will go out one way against them and will flee seven ways before them. You will be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead bodies will be food to all the birds of the sky and to the animals of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahweh will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with the tumors, with the scurvy, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. Yahweh will strike you with madness, with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. You will grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. You will only be oppressed and robbed always, and there will be no one to save you. You will betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You will build a house, and you won't dwell in it. You will plant a vineyard, and not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from you before your face, and will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all day long. There will be no power in your hand. A nation which you don't know will eat the fruit of the ground and all of your work. You will only be oppressed and crushed always, so that the sights that you see with your eyes will drive you mad. Yahweh will strike you in the knees and in the legs with a sore boil, of which you cannot be healed. From the sole of your foot to the crown of your head, Yahweh will bring you and your king whom you will set over yourselves to a nation that you have not known, you nor your fathers. There you will serve other gods of wood and stone. You will become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the people, where Yahweh will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field, and will gather little for the locust will consume it. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink of the wine nor harvest, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. Locusts will consume all your trees and the fruit of your ground. The foreigner who is among you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you will come down lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you won't lend to him. He will be the head, and you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you, and will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you didn't listen to Yahweh your God's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commands you. They will be for a sign and for a wonder to you and to your offspring forever, because you didn't serve Yahweh your God with joyfulness and with gladness in your heart, by reason of the abundance of all things. Therefore you will serve your enemies whom Yahweh sends against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in lack of all things. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from far away, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce facial expressions that doesn't represent the elderly nor show favor to the young. They will eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your ground until you are destroyed. They also won't leave you grain, new wine, oil, the increase of your livestock, or the young of your flock, until they have caused you to perish. They will besiege you in all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout all your land. They will besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land which Yahweh your God has given you. You will eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom Yahweh your God has given you, in the siege and in the distress with which your enemies will distress you. The man who is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes will be evil toward his brother, towards the wife whom he loves, and towards the remnant of his children whom he has remaining, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in him. In the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in all your gates, the tender and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye will be evil toward her husband that she loves, towards her son, towards her daughter, towards her young ones who come out from between her feet, and toward her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of all things in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in your gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh your God, then Yahweh will make your plagues and the plagues of your offspring fearful, even great plagues of long duration and severe sickness and of long duration. He will bring on you again all he will bring on you again all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they will cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, Yahweh will bring them on you until you are destroyed. You will be left few in number, even though you were as the stars of the sky for multitude, because you didn't listen to Yahweh your God's voice. It will happen that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to cause you to perish and to destroy you. You will be plucked away from the land that you are going in to possess. Yahweh will scatter you among all people from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. There you will serve other gods which you have not known. you nor your fathers, even wood and stone. Among these nations you will find no ease, and there will be no rest for the sole of your foot. But Yahweh will give you there a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and pining of soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You will be afraid night and day, and you will have no assurance of your life. In the morning you will say, I wish it were evening, and in the evening you will say, I wish it were morning. For the fear of your heart which you will fear, and for the sight which your eyes will see, Yahweh will bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I told you that you would never see it again. There you will offer yourself to your enemies for male and female slaves, and nobody will buy you. Deuteronomy chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Moses called to all Israel and said to them, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs, and those great wonders. But Yahweh has not given you a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not grown old on you, and your sandals have not grown old on your feet. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you may know that I am Yahweh your God. When you came to this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out against us to battle, and we struck them. We took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of the Manassites. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today in the presence of Yahweh your God, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the foreigners who are in the middle of your camps, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant of Yahweh your God, and into his oath, which Yahweh your God makes with you today, that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither do I make this covenant and this oath with you only, but with those who stand here with us today before Yahweh our God, and also with those who are not here with us today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the middle of the nations through which you passed. And you have seen their abominations and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man, woman, family, or tribe, whose heart turns away today from Yahweh our God, to go to serve the gods of those nations. Lest there should be among you a root that produces bitter poison. And it happens when he hears the word of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to destroy the moist with the dry. Yahweh will not pardon him. But then Yahweh's anger and his jealousy will smoke against that man, and all that curse that is written in this book will fall on him. And Yahweh will blot out his name from under the sky. Yahweh will set him apart for evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. The generations to come, your children who will rise up after you, and the foreigner who will come from a far land, will say when they see the plagues of that land and the wickedness with which Yahweh has made it sick, that all of its land is sulfur, salt, and burning, that it is not sown, doesn't produce, nor does any grass grow in it, like the overthrow of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiah, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all the nations will say, Why has Yahweh done this to this land? What does the heat of this great anger mean? The men will say, Because they abandoned the covenant of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, and went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods that they didn't know and that he had not given to them. Therefore Yahweh's anger burned against this land to bring it on it all the curses that are written in this book. Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and thrust them into another land as it is today. The secret things belong to Yahweh our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Deuteronomy chapter 30. It shall happen, when all these things have come on you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your God has driven you, and return to Yahweh your God, and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that then Yahweh your God will release you from captivity, have compassion on you, and will return you and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of the heavens, from there Yahweh your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you will possess it. He will do good and increase your numbers more than your father. Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring to love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Yahweh your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecute you. You shall return and obey Yahweh's voice and do all his commandments which I command you today. Yahweh your God will make you prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of the ground, for good, for Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you will obey Yahweh your God's voice, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, if you turn to Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you today is not too hard for you or too distant. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven, bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us, bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your hearts, that you may do it. Behold, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and evil. For I command you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you go in to possess it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you pass over the Jordan and to go in to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, you and your descendants, to love Yahweh your God, to obey his voice, and to cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. He said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Yahweh has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. Yahweh your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua will go over before you, as Yahweh has spoken. Yahweh will do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land, when he destroyed them. Yahweh will deliver them up before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or scared of them, for Yahweh your God himself is who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with the people into the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Yahweh himself is who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the ark of Yahweh's covenant, and to all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Booths, when all Israel has come to appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, the men, and the women, and the little ones, and the foreigners who are within your gates, that they may hear, learn, fear Yahweh your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tent of meeting, that I may commission him. Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. Yahweh appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the tent door. Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, you shall sleep with your fathers. This people will rise up and play the prostitute after the strange gods of the land, where they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come on them, so that they will say in that day, Haven't these evils come on us because our God is not among us? I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they have done, in that which they have turned to other gods. Now therefore write this song for yourselves, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that the song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I have brought them into the land which I swore to their fathers, flowing with milk and honey, and they have eaten and filled themselves, and grown fat, then they will turn to other gods, and serve them, and despise me, and break my covenant. It will happen, when many evils and troubles have come on them, that the song will testify before them as a witness. For it will not be forgotten out of the mouths of their descendants, for I know their ways, and what they are doing today, before I have brought them into the land which I promised them. So Moses wrote the song the same day, and taught it to the children of Israel. He commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them. I will be with you. When Moses had finished writing the words of this law in the book, until they were finished, Moses commanded the Levites who bore the ark of Yahweh's covenant, saying, Take this book of the law and put it by the side of the ark of Yahweh your God's covenant, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, I am yet alive with you today. You have been rebellious against Yahweh. How much more after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn away from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will happen to you in the later days, because you will do that which is evil in Yahweh's sight, to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. Moses spoke in the ears of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, you heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine will drop as the rain. My speech will condense as the dew, as the misty rain on the tender grass, as a shower on the herb. For I will proclaim Yahweh's name, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness who does no wrong, just and right is he. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are not his children because of their defect. They are perverse and crooked generation. Is this the way you repay Yahweh, foolishness and unwise people? Isn't he your father who has brought you? He has made you and established you. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the children of men, he set the bounds of the people, according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found them in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness. He surrounded them, he cared for him, he kept him as the apple of his eye, as the eagle that stirs up her nest, that flutters over her young. He spread abroad his wings. He took them. He bore them on his feathers. Yahweh alone led him. There was no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. He ate the increase of the field. He caused him to suck honey out of the rock, oil out of the flinty rock, butter from the herd and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs, rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the finest of the wheat. From the blood of the grape you drank wine. But Jerusalem grew fat and kicked. You have grown fat, you have grown thick, you have become sleek. Then he abandoned God who made him, and rejected the rock of his salvation. They moved him to jealousy with strange gods. They provoked him to anger with abominations. They sacrificed to demons, not God, to gods that they didn't know, to new gods that came up recently, which your fathers didn't dread. Of the rock which became your father, you are unmindful, and have forgotten God who gave you birth. Yahweh saw and abhorred, because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, that burns to the lowest Sheol, devours the earth with its increase, and sets the fountains of the mountains on fire. I will heap evils on them, I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and bitter destruction. I will set the teeth of animals on them, with the venom of vipers that glide in the dust. Outside the sword will be reeve, and in the rooms terror on both young man and virgin, the nursing infant with the gray-haired man. I said that I will scatter them afar, I would make their memory to cease from among men, were it not that I feared the provocation of the enemy, lest their adversary should judge wrongly, lest they should say, Our hand is exalted, Yahweh has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, there is no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider the latter end. How could one chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight? Unless the rock has sold them, and Yahweh has delivered them up. For the rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves concede. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are poison grapes, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, the cruel venom of asps. Isn't this laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine in recompense, at the time when their foot slides. For the day of their calamity is at hand, their doom rushes at them. For Yahweh will judge his people, and have compassion on his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, that there is no one remaining shut up or left at large. He will say, Where are their gods, their rock in which they took refuge, which ate fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you, let them be your protection. See now that I myself am he, there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. There is no one who can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and declare, as I live forever. If I sharpen my glittering sword, my hand grasp it in judgment. I will take vengeance on my adversaries, and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the head of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his adversaries, and will make atonement for his land and for his people. Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel. He said to them, Set your heart to all the words which I testify to you today, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, where you shall go over the Jordan to possess it. Yahweh spoke to Moses that same day, saying, Go up into this mountain of Abram to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is across from Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for possession. Die on the mountain where you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you trespass against me among the children of Israel, at the waters of Meribah, of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you didn't uphold my holiness among the children of Israel. For you shall see the land from a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I give to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 33. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. He said, Yahweh came from Sinai, and rose from Seir to them. He shone from Mount Paran. He came from the 10,000s of holy ones. At his right hand was a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sat down at your feet. Each received your words. Moses commanded us the law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. He was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few. This is for Judah, he said. Hear Yahweh, the voice of Judah. Bring him in to his people. With his hands he contended for himself. You shall be a help against his adversaries. About Levi, he said, your Thummim and your Urim are with your godly one, with whom you proved at Manasseh, with whom you contend at the waters of Meribah. He said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him. He didn't acknowledge his brothers, nor did he know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your ordinances, and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you, and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Yahweh bless his skills, accept the work of his hands. Strike through the hips of those who rise up against him, of those who hate him, that they not rise up again. About Benjamin, he said, the beloved of Yahweh will dwell in safety by him. He covers him all day long. He dwells between his shoulders. About Joseph, he said, his land is blessed by Yahweh, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, for the deep that couches beneath, for the precious things of the fruit of the sun, for the precious things that the moon can yield, for the best things of the ancient mountains, for the precious things of the everlasting hills, for the precious things of the earth and its fullness, the good will of him who lived in the bush. Let this come on the head of Joseph, on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. Majesty belongs to the firstborn of his herd. His horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he will brush all the people to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim. They are the thousands of Manasseh. About Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They will call the people to the mountain. There they will offer sacrifice of righteousness, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas, the hidden treasures of the sand. About Gad, he said, he who enlarges Gad is blessed. He dwells as a lioness, and tears the arms and the crown of the head. He provides the first part for himself, for the lawgiver's portion was reserved for him. He came with the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness of Yahweh, his ordinances with Israel. About Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's cub that leaps out of Bashan. About Naphtali, he said, Naphtali satisfies with favor, full of Yahweh's blessing, possessed the west and the south. About Asher, he said, Asher is blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil. Your bars will be iron and bronze, and your days so your strength will be. There is no one like God, Jeshurun, who rides on the heavens for your help, in his excellency on the skies. The eternal God is your dwelling place. Underneath you are the everlasting arms. He thrust out the enemy from before you and said, destroy. Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine, yet his heavens drop down dew. You are happy, Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by Yahweh? The shield of your help, the sword of your excellency. Your enemies will submit themselves to you. You will tread on their high places. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite Jericho. Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, to the western sea and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zor. Yahweh said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your offspring. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to Yahweh's word. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no man knows where his tomb is to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his strength gone. The children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses were ended. Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. The children of Israel listened to him and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Since then, there has not arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the awesome deeds which Moses did in the sight of all Israel.